web, any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes a Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime.
Hey, and welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that's championing the local comic book shops. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, Hamilton's award-winning radio station, and podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter Duralia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History of Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are swinging it.
Swinging it, because finally we have music again.
We do.
I know, we finally figured it out.
You know, I got something to say about that song.
What's that?
You know, I'm probably the biggest Kranz fan
yes,
in the world.
Yes, you are, yes.
You know what ruins that song?
Nothing ruins that song.
Well, in a way, what could make that song better?
What's that?
If you took the lyrics out.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
That would have been a swinging, swinging tune.
I'd like to hear what that sounds like. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
All right.
But listen, you know what? As much as we would love to have an all-music show, you know, we should do that one of these days.
We will.
One of these days, we're going to have an
all-music
show.
20 seconds of superhero music, and then we talk about it.
Yeah.
And we sip some Pepsi as we're doing it.
I meant just music without us even talking, really.
Okay, even better.
Yeah. And then we just play music and
you know, it's one of those days, you know, where you're just not into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, Chris. You're not feeling it today. Let's just put the Kranz album on.
I don't I got it in me today, Walt. I don't think I can do this show.
Good idea.
You know what? We're forgetting something here. Or I should say for somebody.
Somebody.
We do have our producer extraordinaire to my left, Shecky Feldstein's here.
Hey,
how you doing, guys? You know what? That's fine, Chris. I'm just happy that we have a coordinated, coherent beginning and intro to the show again.
Hey, well, you know,
something that's been lost upon us for some time now.
Hey, well, you know, it's a good thing you're working so hard on that, producer.
Yeah, and the music too. Like it's flowing, guys. Yeah, it's swinging, just like Walt said.
It's flowing,
Something's flowing around here, but it isn't music. Anyways, let's let's keep on going here. Now we're gonna start off with our new this week. Do we have a sponsor for new this week, there, Shecky?
We absolutely do, Chris. New this week brought to you by the return of music. Yes, we buckled and finally spent a buck to get it fixed.
Hey. We really did.
Yeah.
And you know, for those of you who are listening audience who are actually listening to the show, we like to talk about new comic books that come out every Wednesday, and we're going to talk about a couple this week. And of course, there's more out there every week, but we like to showcase a few.
We like to tease.
Just a couple. Titillate.
Yes.
Speaking of titillating. The new Captain Marvel comic has come out this week, and this is Captain Marvel number one. Now, Captain Marvel is a blonde female character. She's been around for quite some time. Do you know when the first appearance of Captain Marvel was, Walt? Was that in...
Captain Marvel is the old Miss Marvel.
Right, right.
Now, Miss Marvel, I believe, first appeared in...
Avengers?
Miss Marvel number one, no?
Was it? No.
Oh, come on.
I think it was Avengers, wasn't it?
Oh, no. It was Miss Marvel, I think, number one.
All right. Well, you could be right.
Chris, you may have stumped Walt.
I can't believe I
stumped the Oracle. I don't know.
Stumped the Oracle. Yeah. But you know what? Okay, here's the thing. So if you know, to our listening audience, if you know what the first appearance of Ms. Marvel was, why don't you write to us, and we'll give you one of the Comic Culture No Prize.
Yes. We have lots of those.
What it will actually be a big shout-out to the next week.
Pretty much.
When we blatantly say that they were right and Walt was wrong.
They stumped the chump.
Now, I say the no prize. Do you remember that from the 70s and 80s?
Of course I do.
The Stan Lee Marvel no prize?
Yeah.
You know what that was? It was an envelope with nothing in it.
Nice.
That's what people got.
You ain't even getting the envelope with us, though.
Anyway, so this is number one by Kelly Sue DeConnick and David Lopez and Lee Lotridge. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but this is again another rebooting of the Ms. Marvel / Captain Marvel kind of storyline here. And, you know, things, Marvel seems to be going a lot more cosmic these days. And I think this is to kind of tie into the whole Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which is coming in August. But we'll talk more about that later on.
Right on.
Anyways, Captain Marvel number one, for those of you who want to speculate and, you know, become millionaires if you can try.
Yes. Sure. Hey, that's at your local comic book shop today.
Yeah. Another number one that we have to showcase here because we got a good, good local boy. Michael Walsh was the artist on Secret Avengers number one. And this is by... I know I'm saying this wrong. Alice Cott. I don't know if it's K-O-T. I don't know if I'm saying. I don't know how to say that properly.
Cote.
Sure. Cott. I don't know. Again, great looking book. I love the art style. It's got, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but it has MODOK in it. Any book that has MODOK in it, I'm a big fan of AIM and MODOK and all those kind of characters. I like the story. I really enjoyed the artwork in it. But you know what? Check it out for yourself. It has a Hawkeye feel to it,
right?
The artist, the David Aja kind of art.
Uh-huh.
It has that same kind of feel to it. So if you liked Hawkeye, you might like Secret Avengers number one.
Hey, a lot of people like Hawkeye, and I'm hoping a lot of people will like Secret Avengers number one. Big shout out to Michael Walsh. Great job, Michael.
All right.
Hey, available at your local comic book shop today.
Today only.
No. Well, listen, if your local comic book shop didn't order enough, it will be today only.
Well, that is very,
so
very true.
So run down and pick up your copy.
That is very true. All right. And finally, for my third pick of the week, I decided to choose Legends of the Dark Knight by DC number 2. This is the 100-page spectacular. And this is one of those books that it's... you know, it's a great-looking Batman book. It has all kinds of different neat little characters in it and storylines. You know, I like it because it's kind of like, it's what do you call it? It's like a collage of different stories, as it were. Like there's different short stories in it.
So it's almost like a graphic novel.
Kinda, but it's different little stories by different artists and different writers. I don't know. I like that. I usually like those kind of books.
It's like Alice Munro doing The Dark Knight.
Sure.
Bunch of short stories.
Sure.
All right. Okay, that went nowhere. The Legends of the Dark Knight number 2, the 100-page super,
yes,
spectacular.
And of course, that book and many others are available at your local comic book retailers today.
Yeah, so go out and support your local comic retailer today.
Perfect. All right. Are we going to have a musical interlude before we go on, or is it we need to...
I don't know. Now we got the music back. Like, we need to just pump the,
it's exciting,
these
eh?
chumps yeah. full of music.
We got the
I don't
music.
Know.
We got the music, baby. You got the music in me. All right. You know what? Let's have a quick musical interlude here, and then we will start back with some industry news.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Hey.
When
I liked it so much I wanted
second
to hear it
verse,
again.
Same as the first.
You mean there was more? Apologies.
New York, New York. So nice. The city so nice they named it twice.
Woo.
Short and sweet, Chris. Short and sweet.
Listen, what do we got going for industry news?
Hey, Chris, let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about, obviously,
the sponsor of industry news. Who...
The sponsor of industry news.
We have to talk about that, yes.
Well, yeah.
Where else would we start?
Right. Who is Toronto Comic Con in March? Like the little bratty brother of Fan Expo, scrambling to get itself in the limelight.
Yes, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that Fan Expo.
I didn't get a chance to go to the Comic Con this last weekend in March, the Fan Expo. I didn't get a chance to go to it. How was it, Walt?
Just, it was excellent. A bunch of guys asked about you. Where's Chris?
I know.
Yeah. No ladies, though.
Oh.
That's all right.
Hey, at least someone's asking.
At least somebody was asking.
Just disgruntled looking gentlemen with lead pipes in their hands.
Well,
you know?
Where the heck's that Owen?
Yeah. Probably owe a few bucks to somebody. Yeah.
A busy show. Wouldn't you say Schexter? The Schexter was there with me on the Saturday.
Yeah, I was there for the Saturday, which was the busier of the 3 days.
Yeah, well, that was the busiest day. It was a great show.
It had a lot of good gait. I think that it did grow from last year's. And the consensus was that it was a lot more families, maybe, than anything else.
It was skewed younger.
Was it?
Skewed younger. We had, at our booth, the Big B booth, we had a bunch of graphic novels on a couple tables, right? Just graphic novel after graphic novel. Piles of them, right? The sellout piles were all the younger stuff, like Adventure Time, Avatar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of those piles sold
Muppets
out.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that kind of
Whereas,
stuff.
You know, let's say like Batman stacks, you know, they got dented, but they didn't sell out.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of families coming through. It was, got to remember, it was March break.
Yeah.
Lots of traffic.
What a great way to start the March break, though, right? Go
beautiful.
To a comic book convention and hang out and dress up like your favorite comic book character.
It was nice. I mean, how can I say it? It's a fun show. But you know what it is? You know what? Like, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
A lot of the families are coming in now, and you got to remember that the husband or the wife, usually one of the pair,
right,
isn't into comics so much. It's the other, usually. I mean, sometimes you get that dream team where the husband and wife and the kids
the dream team.
Yeah. Are all into comics, right? But often it's just one. It's the hubby going, come on, guys, let's go. Or it's the wife going, come on, honey, let's go. Or it's the kids going, come on, mom and dad, take me. You know, that kind of stuff, right?
Right, right, right.
So it's odd that as I was walking through, somehow this struck me. As I was walking through, you know how you hear, you know how cars come, Chris, and go, they go, right? And so you're hearing blah, 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 blah. And then you hear like 8 seconds of a conversation.
Right.
And then you walk away and you miss it. And
you do
that all the way through.
Yeah.
And I heard a couple things that were kind of, if taken out of context.
like what did you hear?
Well, I was going to say, if taken out of context, they would kind of be shocking to somebody maybe who doesn't know comics.
Oh, okay.
Well, or who's been to a con for the first time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I had to write a couple down.
Absolutely,
it was
yes.
hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're going to your con for the first time, you may hear things like this. Don't be shocked. Always remember that it's probably within the context of the con.
Right.
And it's okay.
Right, okay. All right? Fair enough. So,
like, for example, I heard,
what did you hear?
I walked by and I heard a guy go, hey, I saw the elongated man in the bathroom. You know, because cosplay is big.
When you're not at a show,
that's
a terrible thing to say.
That's a terrible thing to say. But cosplay is a big thing.
Yeah, because he's a guy that stretches.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of like Plastic Man.
I know. Anyway, it's like I'm walking by a dealer's booth and I hear, hey, what shape is your giant sized man thing in? And again, Giant Size Man Thing, of course, is a comic book.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
And some poor schmuck, though, that's walking by that's
you know
never
what?
Heard of it.
I went looking
what?
For, I went looking for a Giant Size Man Thing for a while, and you know what? I had to eventually go to a comic book shop to find one.
Hey, oh.
It was a myth, Chris.
But
a
bump.
Chasing the myth.
Yeah. No, I was walking by again, and I heard, just the tail end of it, I heard it go, so the Invisible Man says, I don't know, but my arse is sure. Sure, sore. I ruined that one.
You have a lip?
Seashells by the seashore.
See, he probably heard the tail end of a joke.
Yeah, right.
See. Anyway, I got more. I don't know if I should continue now. But.
No, please do. Okay. Please do. Well, at least one more.
I got a couple. Come on. Yeah, I heard, again, in conversation, and I knew exactly what they meant, but somebody else might not.
Yeah.
I heard a guy go, hey, nah, I blew my whole wad on Mrs. Marvel.
Obviously,
the guy was like, he spent all his money. That's slang, right?
Speaking about Ms. Marvel earlier today,
And Ms. Marvel, she's hot, right?
Yeah.
And the first appearance is worth money.
Absolutely.
So the poor guy blew his whole wad.
Yeah, absolutely. He spent a lot of money.
You know what? Should have waited for Captain Marvel to come along.
Yeah.
I heard. This was one of my favorites. No, that's no moon. That's her ass.
That was probably not the right phrase. Heard that right. That was probably exactly what it meant.
Was that a cosplayer wearing too tight of or too small of pant leggings or what?
Come to think of it, Chris. Yeah, that is just a fun.
I think you heard that.
Yeah,
in
I heard
the
that
absolute
just right.
Correct.
Yeah,
context.
And then I was walking by. I know this one of my favorite. Is one guy walking by and one guy goes, "Hey, does this loincloth make me look fat?"
You know, I probably know. I think I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, I know the guy.
Anyway, listen. again, these are our again, if it's the first time going to a show,
don't be shocked if you hear
don't
those
be shocked
things.
If yeah. you hear those types of things yeah. and go, yeah. what the heck? Yeah. No, no, it's probably yeah. context.
Absolutely. You get, everything has to be within context, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it was, anyway, it was a fun show.
Good, good.
It's great. You know what the best part of cons is? You go see the old buddies. You see all the old con regulars.
It's like
regulars.
Old home week, right?
Yeah, yeah. You see everybody. And then, of course, and even better is you get to meet new people. You get to add to that kind of entourage.
Yep.
So it was a great weekend for meeting new and seeing
awesome.
Old.
Awesome.
And it was good.
Good.
And one of the big things on the Saturday, I mean, we'll segue right into it, I think, is I went up to a bit of a bitterman. I wasn't on the Captain Canuck panel.
Oh, okay.
But I don't belong on the Captain Canuck panel. George Zotti from the Snail, George Zotti, he was on the Canuck panel.
Yep.
You don't need two retailers. You need
one.
George is the one spearheading the comic book.
Well, he's doing the whole
Plus, they say you're more of like a face for radio.
Hey, oh.
Oh.
Thanks, Brady.
That's why you're on this show.
That's
understand.
Why we're on the show.
You're a radio personality.
So I went up, and it was a good panel.
Good,
they showed all five of the Captain Canuck webisodes that are now complete. So that
cool.
story arc
awesome.
Is complete.
Very good, very good.
And it was really well received. And lo and behold, halfway through, about three-quarters of the way through, a guest entered the room.
Captain Canuck himself?
Captain Canuck himself.
Wow.
And who else to ask? Rather than the horse's ass, I mean the horse's mouth.
Yes.
Our young buck producer.
Young Shecky Feldstein.
Shecky Feldstein was
you were
Captain,
the Canuck? Captain
Canuck.
Are you actually Captain Canuck in real life? Now, do you go out from rooftop to rooftop fighting crime?
You know what? The suit was rather, I was rather not that mobile.
I don't think
I was leaping
tall
buildings.
You didn't answer the question. Do you go from rooftop to rooftop fighting crime?
I was trying to, get out of the question.
Yeah, well,
I can't reveal identities,
right,
Chris.
Okay, well, that's
you know
fine,
how the superhero code goes.
I'm just trying to
Come on, Chris, it's superhero work.
Intrepid reporting here, that's
all. Yeah.
Hey, intrepid reporter, let me just tell you this. You know what? It was a great panel.
Good.
Lots of stuff on the horizon for Captain Canuck. But definitely wore that suit. I was shocked at how good the quality was.
You were saying it cost like $80,000 or something like that.
Well,
earlier.
Maybe a bit more than that, but somewhere close to that.
Yeah,
it was like a full motorcycle, thick leather, rugged sort of suit. It kind of, it was kind of like the reboot of like the new Captain America or like the Dark Knight sort of like suit. Like it's rugged, it's thick. It's like you can't just wear spandex and get beaten up and then shrug it off. Right? Like,
well,
it's actually like for more of a realistic look where if you were really trying to fight crime and taking the punches all the time, you have to wear a little bit
armor-ish.
Of something, right?
Yeah.
It was thick and rugged and it looked. I don't usually cuss, but it looked pretty badass, Chris.
It looked good. It looked amazing.
Nice.
It looked every penny worth the $230,000.
Yeah.
Nice.
More. And you can actually go on Twitter now, and I think some people are starting to upload the photos. Because, Chris, for about the 40 minutes before, because it took about 15 minutes to get into this.
I bet.
It was pretty snug. It was snug, but it was
good.
Did you
have to, go in the sauna before you went in there?
No, that was my sauna, Chris, because
I
was in that for about half hour, 40 minutes before the panel, then in it for about 30, and then I wandered the con floor for like another
Did you lose about time. 5 or 6 pounds there?
2.5 hours in that suit, Chris. My lungs were getting tight, seizing up. I was starting to get a little dizzy. I must have sweat out so much water weight.
Yeah.
I felt like I was making weight for a fight.
Nice.
I felt like I was in my prime,
Quick story is, I didn't know. The Shekster didn't know. We're like two bumbling bumpkins going to the show.
What else is new?
That day with Richard Cumley, the creator of Captain Canuck. So three bumbling bumpkins.
That's a great carpool
Mo, Schmo, and Flo.
Mo, Schmo, and Flo. I'd like to see that cartoon
I don't
one
want
day.
To be Flo.
Anyway. So halfway through the day, we get the president of Captain Canuck, Inc. come up to our table. Hey, guys, how's it going? Not bad, are you? Oh, not bad. Hey, Marty, what you doing for the next couple hours?
No, it's like that. Hey, Marty, I need you. I'm using you.
I need you. I need you big time.
Like, wait, I'm not your secretary. You go get your own coffee. Get out of here, It's like, no, I need you.
Nice.
And
his model guy didn't show up. It was a no-show.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, funny how that should happen. All right, let's start talking numbers here.
Marty
started negotiating with the president of Captain Canuck Inc.
I like it.
So go, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
And Captain Canuck Inc. president goes, please, Marty. And Marty goes, okay.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at negotiating.
Yeah, I was terrible. Yeah,
you really got to go to school for that.
A haggler, he's not.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, Marty took one for the team.
Mm-hmm. It was a great experience. You know, it was very fun. And hitting the showroom floor, honestly, Chris, here's the difference. I dressed up as the Captain Canuck and went to Niagara Falls
right
on Canada Day 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
In like the spandex, like classic Canuck suit. And you know what? I was mobbed more than I've ever been mobbed in my life for anything.
And did you enjoy it?
My butt was touched more than any other time in my life, too. Right? But anyway, that's aside from the point. Everyone was, Captain Canada, can I get your photo?
Yeah.
Not one person recognized Captain Canuck. But it doesn't matter. That wasn't the spirit of it. The I'm Captain
Canuck.
It's all
Canuck, international.
You know?
Yeah, right.
You know, at this show, though, half of everyone stopped me every 5 minutes. Every 5 feet as well. Like, don't think that they weren't mobbing me at this
show.
Cool. But half of everyone who stopped me was, oh, my God, Captain Canuck, is this the new suit?
Nice.
They've started recognizing. Nice. Now
yes.
It's building their following.
Like yes.
This
like
is
it.
Actually, like, right at the, you know, the doorstep of breaking in.
Chris, it's at
know?
The doorstep.
The doorstep.
Yeah. The back door.
Yeah.
But it's the doorstep.
Well, you know, Captain...
It's a cellar door at the back.
You take it to the back door where there's less protection. You know, it's easier to get into the back door.
Easier to get in the back door, Chris.
Yeah. Well, generally it is.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, about the cosplay, like, were there a lot of people dressed up at the show? I know you want to talk about Captain Canuck, but I think that was pretty well all you wanted to say.
Oh, thanks
right?
a lot, Chris. So here and I, Shecky and I are trying to plug our little endeavor.
I know. I'm trying to, you know, we want to stay on the air.
We're done,
here.
Shecky. We're
done. We
yeah.
want to stay on the air. We don't want to.
Yeah.
Your little veil is very thin here.
Yeah, no, there's tons of cosplay.
Oh, there was. And as usual, because it wasn't the same hall as the Fan Expo. It was walled off. The electronic door came, or the wall. So it was cut. It cut the main room.
Okay.
So one side of it was actually just the ticket sales part.
Right,
so they condensed it into a smaller space.
Yeah.
But it was still the same big hall. So
good.
It still had the big hallway foyer out front, like the lobby.
Yeah.
And so... All
that's
the
where all the cosplayers
hung
out
there
yeah.
all
right,
the time,
right?
right? And it's just, you know,
that's
having...
where all the Furbies hung out,
yeah.
hooking up.
Yeah, and all the LARPers.
Was there anybody?
On
was
each
there,
other.
Were there any furry yeah. people there?
There's lots of
there
furry
were, but they weren't
the
wearing
time.
Costumes.
Yeah, they weren't wearing costumes.
I can say your cousin there too.
Oh,
Ralph says hi.
What was Ivan doing there?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Well. You know, I had one thing before we step off and depart.
Okay. Sorry.
Shecky's not letting us go here.
Well, I'm going to tell you
it's
right now.
It's another plug or something. Yeah, are you appearing somewhere or something?
No. I was enveloped in the cosplay atmosphere.
Enveloped.
He was enveloped.
I've only ever once put on a costume at a convention of the 12 plus
Most
years.
Most of the time it's at home in the privacy room.
In the
bedroom.
Privacy of my own closet, yeah. But in the 12 years, the only one time was about 2 years ago or a year and a half. When was it, Walt, where I wore the Captain Canuck suit for the last hour of a Sunday show?
Yeah,
two years Richard
ago.
Cumley there, and we got some good publicity photos with Richard, and that's what the point of it was,
right?
But it was that, and it was very brief. So this brought me right in, you know, and so I was buddying up with some of these.
Keep pulling me back in.
Yeah, they keep pulling me back in, and I was buddying up with some of these cosplayers, right? You know, how is it to actually cosplay? I was sitting in the hall with them, the Great Hall.
Yeah.
We're all tired. I'm sweating my bag off, you know, and I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking to this guy. Well, yeah, what makes you guys tick? What makes you guys do this all the time, right?
Yeah.
You know, my backpack bag, you know, it was sweating off. It was falling off my back, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because that's what Captain Canuck wears.
Yeah.
Backpack bag.
So...
Bag.
I took a little bit of a. You
Trey
know,
keeps his Dragon Balls.
Sweaty bags.
Yeah, you know, you sweat
through the leather.
Yeah, through that leather, right to the backpack.
Yeah.
So anyway, I pulled around a bit and I got the top five because I'm a top five. You know, I condensed it. There were so many answers.
All right.
Top five things that cosplayers can relate to. Things happening as you cosplay.
Sweaty underboob.
Right. So.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Top five things.
Calm yourself, Chris. We know where your mind went.
Sweaty what?
Okay, so we'll do an honorary sixth one.
All right.
Sweaty underboob.
Sweaty underboob.
Okay. Sweaty underboob. Underboobs.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
right?
I hate when that happens.
Well, because you know, because they get all hot.
I get that a lot.
Guys, stay on target. Again, the people who usually get that aren't even in costume.
I didn't say it was girls.
I just walk around with my hands up in the air.
Get fans
right up.
Gotta dry myself off here.
Which way's the wind blowing?
Did you ever bump into people with your armpits long? Try walking through a crowded floor with that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. Okay, besides sweaty underboob.
All right, okay.
Go ahead.
So, starting with five. With the oversized suits or things sticking off of it, assume you're knocking things off tables as you walk by them.
Oh, well,
lots of breakages.
True,
lots of breakages.
Very, very true, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Four. having to keep your wallet in your underwear. Pockets. They don't even think of pockets.
They should sew them in on the inside.
They really should.
You know, it's a good thing they're getting rid of pennies because, you have to keep your change purse in there.
I got spurs. You know, that jingle.
You start having things hanging down in your underwear and people start getting the wrong idea what you got going on in your baggage.
Hey there, buddy.
In your baggage, you know.
It's very true.
Your baggage.
Your package, yeah.
So this is what people were telling you.
This is what they say the kind of ups and downs are.
Right.
So number three, having to take a knee and have someone pour drinks into your mouth since you have mobility issues.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Listen. I don't know what the thing is. There's a girl. She's bent over. Easy, Owen.
Okay,
easy.
I'm liking the way this is going here.
She's a girl. She's bent over, and she's got like you take a picture at where you stick your head in something and it's like something else.
Cut out.
Yeah.
And she's got like it's like skin that's.
Oh, I know.
Like Doctor Who.
Yeah, it was Doctor Who.
And it's like she's walking and you can tell her back's killing her. And it's like, how the hell is she going to do anything?
I saw a picture of her. She played Cassandra. She was the last living human being from the Doctor Who episode.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? She made it across that hall once.
And then
honey, I want to take this thing to the car. She couldn't drink. Somebody would have had to. Somebody would have had to put it in.
You need
remote.
A handler, you know. Yeah. And you can't just ask any like a Chris Owen because he's roofying the drinks.
You got to
have a handler. Yeah. Okay. So, two, bumping into girls and catching a feel, then claiming you didn't see them through your mask.
Oh well, that's
nice.
Sorry, miss. Yeah, you know, nice. But what happens?
I'll never say that again.
Yeah, never.
That is good technique.
Yeah. What happens when you bump into the same girl three times, though?
She might like you.
Yeah.
One of a couple things.
Hey,
happen.
Sailor.
You know, either she.
No, I'm not Sailor. I'm Sailor Moon.
If she doesn't slap you, you're in.
Yeah. You know what? Either she takes you to a hotel room or she kicks you in your baggage. But
baggage.
Luckily, you've got your wallet there for some
padding.
That's
right.
Yeah. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
And those pennies.
All right. And the top answer. So we're looking at eating the dog meat in the food court and then playing race the clock in the bathroom stall trying to get your suit off before you mess yourself.
Nicely done.
Nicely
done. You know what? I wonder how many soiled suits are walking around there.
You know what? But that's something that maybe they can sell that on eBay later on.
Soiled suits.
Chris, think about what you're saying.
I'm just saying it's possible.
And do you label it soiled but complete?
Exactly. Yes.
Craigslist. Okay?
Not eBay. You're right. Craigslist.
You know what? Maybe if a girl did it. She could get money for it.
I'm sure, I hear strange things like that.
She could just say she wore like something like the Canuck suit where she sweat her whatever off.
Yeah.
And sell that.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah. There's a hot item.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Let's have a quick musical interlude here. And we talked about Doctor Who earlier, so let's have a little Doctor Who theme.
Thank you.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Strangelove.
Doctor Strangelove. Doctor Who, of course, is really popular.
Yeah.
Who?
Thanks.
Sorry, Doctor Who.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Listen,
let's continue on with our show.
All right, let's do that.
We're on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, Hamilton's award-winning radio show.
Mainly because of us.
Mainly because of us.
Yeah.
And podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. Let's continue the show. Chris, I wanted to talk about, listen, you know me. I am an old Trekkie.
Right, right.
An old Trekkie.
Yep.
You know, Kirk,
you're
Spock.
You're a Kirk guy.
Bones.
You
know, Scotty.
Yep. Uhura.
Uhura. Yeah, that's another way of saying
Uhuru.
It, I guess, yes. And
Chekhov.
And Chekhov. And
what was that one?
And
Sulu.
The two Chekhovs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so I was very excited when I read on the net that IDW will adapt Harlan Ellison's original Star Trek skip script. Remember the one?
You know what? Just slow down.
Hello.
Slow down.
Hyperventilating because I'm so excited.
Clearly,
I'm
very
such
excited.
A Trekkie.
You're very excited.
Hello.
You
know. City on the Edge of Forever.
Yes.
My favorite Star
great
Trek
story.
Episode.
Great story.
Joan Collins.
Yep.
Kirk, Spock. They go back through the City on the Edge of Forever, the time portal into 1930s to try to. If Kirk falls in love with her, if he saves her because she's like in an anti-war thing, if he saves her. Basically, it changes history, and
yeah.
Hitler wins,
yeah.
and so basically, you know, spoiler alert,
yeah.
Obviously.
Spoiler alert. Sounds like a Doctor Who theme. Anyway, go on.
and at the end, of course, I think it's Bones that holds him back.
So well, yeah. Is it Bones? Because
Bones Bones.
I thought it was Spock because remember Bones goes crazy at the beginning of that episode.
Oh, Spock holds him back, and Bones goes, "You could have saved her, you moron,
yeah,
you idiot,
yeah.
you mental retard, all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
right?" And anyway, just an unbelievable, amazing story mm-hmm. about you know love between a man and a woman, how nothing else matters,
yeah.
and, you know the implications of the universe could lie at your feet, but you don't care.
That's right.
You're in love,
that,
right?
They say that's one of the top five Star Trek TV shows episodes of all time.
They say it's one yeah. of the top 10 TV episodes. TV Guide calls it one of the top 10 broadcasts of all time.
Really?
Yeah,
really? That's interesting. I didn't
like,
know
unbelievable
that.
Yeah. How. Anyway, the story though behind this is that. It got Ray Bradbury and those guys for TV. It got rescripted and redone
right,
and rescripted
right,
and redone.
Right.
And apparently Ellison wasn't really happy or it was far off his original,
the original idea.
Well, IDW is putting forth the way Harlan Ellison intended it to be
cool.
written.
That's very cool.
I am really looking forward
yeah,
to that.
Yeah.
I mean, Star Trek, Star Wars, both of them, are doing really, really well as comic books. Absolutely,
yes.
And
you know what?
I'm excited about this. I am excited about this.
IDW, if nothing else, they are masters at the licensed comic.
Yes, yes
you know,
they are.
They are absolutely fantastic at taking licensed properties and continuing the stories the way the fans want them, whether it be Transformers or Ghostbusters or whatever it happens to be, Star Trek in this case, they're giving the fans what they want. And, you know, really, hey, supply and demand here. Like, they're going to sell more copies if they know what they're going to, you know, if they know what
yeah.
the fans want.
And what I'm excited about, too, is being a old Trekkie. Yes, a lot of the younger people are Next Gen, you know, Deep Space Nine, all
yeah,
that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping this great story will shine a light on that original series to
yeah.
those that have yet to discover
yeah,
it.
Great idea. I love it. Right. I love it. Yep.
All right. Let's go on. Let's talk about, Flash. Costume revealed.
You know, when you guys like to sing and do your little ditties,
yeah.
the dancing, people can't see the dancing. You know?
I don't care.
Only I see
you, know what?
You two dancing.
You know what?
It's for you.
It's for us.
It's for us.
It's
and
a
you.
Gift.
It's just for us.
Can I return? Do I get an exchange?
No. No, you can't return.
Right. Listen, so the Flash costume has been revealed. And so for us on radio here, for I actually show a picture of it. And I don't know.
I don't know.
So hold on. It says here, what's her name? Colleen Atwood She designed the costume. Hold on. Let me finish this, Chris. Let me get my train of thought out.
All right.
Choo-choo.
Are you sure it hasn't left the station?
No. It's all leaving right. now.
Okay.
So Atwood had done costume design in a lot of stuff like Edward Scissorhands, Mars Attacks, Sleepy Hollow. She also won Oscars for Chicago, Memoirs of a Geisha, and Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, interesting.
So this gal knows her stuff.
She knows
about
her costume. Yeah, she knows
her costume. So looking at this Flash thing, this is what I'm surmising.
Surmising.
Say a year ago.
It's a big word for a guy like yourself.
This is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
A year ago, she's walking around the Fox studios.
Yep.
And there's a big garage sale. No?
What?
And there's a guy going out there. Props!
Hey,
costumes!
Flash
props,
costumes!
Costumes! No Flash costumes. Props! Costumes! And Colleen walks up and looks at the table and she goes, oh, how much for this Daredevil costume? Because, Chris, it looks like, what's the guy's name?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck wore this costume 10 years ago.
It's very possible. It's very possible, yeah.
And she just cut off the ears, smoothed the head out a bit, changed the crest on the middle.
Well, everybody loves a smooth head.
Smooth head is nice.
Yeah, it's very true.
Especially if you rub coconut oil on it.
It's very true. Very, very true.
Listen, so I'm a little upset, a little disappointed, a little kind of wah-wah-wah on the Flash costume.
You know what? But, sorry, go ahead,
I find it difficult that you can wah-wah-wah and pick out these details you don't like when on our paperwork here you've printed off a 2-inch thumbnail and you didn't even do justice of printing off a full photo to look at.
You know,
I don't know, Marty. I think this 2-inch thumbnail is perfectly
says it all,
clear
right?
about what this costume
is. It's kind of hard to see the exact details of the costume in this black and white, grainy, inch and a half thumbnail.
Let me get out the binoculars.
You know,
there.
I'm just saying.
You know,
I'm just saying.
Lay off the Pepsi before we do this show.
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. It's very possible that this costume could be great. However, it could be terrible.
I don't think he's hunched over and everything. I think
Running.
It's too dip.
He's a track star. He's a track star.
He's got a hand on the ground, so he's
not
running yet.
That's how track stars write. That's how they start.
But he's not running then.
He's about to run.
Regardless, you know what? This isn't full form. Let's wait and see some good dynamic shots of the Flash costume.
Or irregardless, as they say in the business sometimes.
Were you cutting into me, or were you just trying to correct me? I don't know what you just tried to do.
Both.
No, I'm just saying. You know, people like to say irregardless sometimes, and it's not actually a word.
Yeah,
it's not actually
a
word.
My brother likes to say irregardly.
Irregardly, I like
irregardly.
That. I'm just
so
saying.
Why are you saying words for me to use when I didn't even say the word?
Because
Chris.
You just reminded me of a phrase that I like to rag on people that say the
so
words
this is
irregardless.
This time in the show where we do a musical interlude because
man, we need one.
I'm just saying, you know, like you know.
All right.
No, I hear you. Listen, this Flash costume though, anticlimactic, and it is Daredevil's old costume. I'm positive.
It's very possible.
Positive.
It's very possible. All right. So are we're doing another musical interlude already?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's. You know what?
Break things up.
I'm all upset right now.
I'm
kerfunked.
Okay. Let's have a little of the old Magneto and Titanium Man.
Man.
Chris. And you know what? I'm sorry, but you never appreciate the power of music until you've lost it for as long as we do.
That's very true.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Shecky spent $6 getting the guy at the corner of the street there to fix our music for us. So if Shecky wants another musical interlude, he's going to get another musical interlude.
You know, hey. He is our producer extraordinaire.
Shecky is our producer.
That's true. Very true.
Also, that guy keeps standing outside the door. Well,
Don't let him in.
Tell him to at least put pants on.
Let's keep going. Let's talk about, Batman 66 meets Green Hornet.
Yeah, you know, this is great. I love this story.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, because you know what? Back in the day, Batman, the TV series, and the Green Hornet, the TV series, were produced by the same company.
Yeah, and they were running concurrently.
Exactly. And so now it seems like they're going to have a team up. And there was sort of a team up in the Batman show. Uh-huh. There was a point where, you know how they walk up the buildings?
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a point where, you know, the Green Hornet and Kato came out of the window, and so they got to kind of meet.
Wasn't someone Bruce Lee in there?
Yeah, Kato.
Kato was Bruce Lee.
Yes, Kato, you idiot.
No, that's a different Kato. Peter Sellers you got going there. Pink Panther.
So, this is awesome. So there's going to be a 12-part series, which was going to be released bi-weekly online beginning May 21st. And the first print edition will be June 4th.
That is awesome.
This is great. Now, here's the thing. Do you like, you're a fan of movies there, Shecky?
Oh,
I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Smith, who is the director and writer of Clerks and Mallrats and Chasing Amy and all those kinds
of... Yeah, I never heard of him.
Anyway, he's going to be writing this series, as well as the guy that works on Family Guy, Ralph Garman. He's going to be working on it with our art by local artist Ty Templeton.
Oh, Ty. Love Ty. Yeah. I saw Ty. I said hi to Ty at the show.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yep.
Ty was, by the way, a very integral part. Maybe we'll talk next week about the Lost Heroes documentary.
Oh, right.
Ty was interviewed often in that about the golden age of Canadian heroes.
Awesome.
And that's because he actually had a hand in resurrecting, I think. Wasn't he the lead artist
of the series,
Yes, which we can talk about again next week.
We'll get
more info on that.
Yep. Yeah, awesome. And cover art is going to be done by Alex Ross, and Michael Allred is going to be doing the variant cover for number one.
Now, okay. All right.
All right.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Shecky. Yeah. Batman.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of kind of crossovers. Like, you know, remember Batman Spawn, and Scooby, Batman and Judge Dredd, and Batman. Like, some of them work, some of them don't work.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think this one will work. I'm not sure.
I think
because they're both kind of detective-y type stuff, right?
It really here's the problem,
The thing.
If there were a thing.
Batman Scooby, by the way, was awesome.
I don't think that. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I don't think that you could. They're going to have to make Green Hornet a much more of a detective than Batman is, right? Because how are you going to pit the two against each other? Like, you know what I mean? There's inevitably going to be some sort of conflict.
Indubitably. Hey, listen. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a Batman Sherlock Holmes?
No, you know, but do you know what there was? There was a comic called Batman Gotham by Gaslight, which came out in the early 90s, and it was sort of a Sherlock Holmesian type.
Yeah, okay, that's where Batman is Sherlock Holmesian.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'm talking about Batman meets Sherlock Holmes, and they solve a crime together.
I don't think so.
Two great detectives together.
Yes, I say.
Yeah. I don't think.
I say, old chap.
Then what is Watson there? What does he do? He sits that one out.
I guess so.
You've got enough power.
Watson, he's chumming him with Robin over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Watson.
Watson and Robin got nothing else to do with each other. Yeah.
Or like Batman in the Shadow. Has that ever been done?
Batman, not that I'm aware
kind
of.
Like,
no.
I think Shadow, Batman was kind of based on the Shadow.
But you know what? The problem with that is no one gives two craps about the Shadow anymore.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Okay, come on.
Seriously, it ain't so.
Shadow had a movie about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Never got a dinner.
Hey, listen. How about... Okay, one more.
All right.
Batman and MacGyver.
I would
because you see they got those utility belts and stuff. And they can kind of come up with ways to get out of the out of the trap.
Guys wearing belts together, getting out of stuff.
You know, why don't they just have like Batman and A Team or Batman and Airwolf? Yeah, exactly. I love it when a plan comes together.
Shut up, fool!
Shut up, Batman!
Shut up, fool!
All right, listen.
All right.
You know what?
What should we talk about next?
Let's not talk about Batman and any other thing.
All right, right.
Apparently,
let's go to a sponsor.
We'll jet right into the latter half of industry news.
Hey, do we have a mailbag this week, by the way?
No, we do not. Because
okay. We had a sweaty bag earlier. Yeah. If you remember.
Yeah, we had sweaty bags. Because
I prefer mailbags. Yeah.
Any day of the week.
We had too much convention talk to go through.
And by the way, when I say mailbags, I mean M-A-I-L.
I never put the two together. I never send mail anymore, Chris. It's always,
I'm just saying, I prefer that always, kind of mailbag.
One in dark alleys?
Not anymore. Right.
Not anymore. I've given it up for Lent. Right. So the latter half
ever since Fat Tuesday.
Hey, what are you trying? I'm trying to lose weight. Come on now. What are you trying to say?
Nothing. Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. Hey, speaking of Marty. So Marty. Yeah.
Whenever
I have the floor. There's total anarchy. Every direction.
We like to talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Governor. So, the latter half of industry news brought to you by the Toronto Comic Con loading docks, giving the perfect example of unionized workers.
Yeah.
I bet.
All right, we'll get into that another day.
Okay.
We'll get into that another day. Hey, how much time do we have left in this illustrious show?
About 13 minutes.
Wow. All right, let's talk about some films coming down the
pike. All right, let's do that.
I'm looking at these. Somebody sent me an email. It might have been Bitterman. I'm not sure who it was.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Bitterman.
Oh.
So I got an update for you.
Update on Bitterman? How's he doing
It wasn't an exact mailbag.
Okay.
Because he actually wrote to me personally. It wasn't right into the show.
He's ducking us?
Well, you know.
He's bitter.
He's very bitter.
Well, we are.
He was complaining. He said that we weren't up to snuff. He weren't up to par like we usually are. He said last week's show wasn't as good as it normally is.
Yeah.
Did he say why? Did he tell you what you failed at?
Mention him. Probably.
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to say too much, but he was a little disappointed in your bit last week, Marty.
Oh,
I'm saying.
Huh.
He didn't like your five reasons for whatever it was. It wasn't even
memorable.
No, well, you know what? Seeing as the three of us don't remember them, just saying.
I don't even remember my bit.
Wow. I'm just saying, he was a little annoyed. However, it is Bitterman.
Annoyed?
It is Bitterman.
That's worse than just not caring
for it. Well, you know, he annoyed enough to bring it up in conversation.
Yeah. By the way, Shecky met a new fan, our longtime listener, Raj.
Oh, nice.
He met Shecky at the show and said, "Oh, you're Shecky." And then he kept walking.
Yeah. I've been listening for 2 years.
You're Shecky, eh?
That's
great.
I've been listening for 2 years, like stern stare and then walk. I felt like that was symbolic of him walking from the show.
Raj, come on. Come back to
us. Give us another chance.
All right. Give us another chance. Marty Spitz will get better, I hope.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Listen. So I'm going. So I get an email. I said, guys, you got to talk about all the films that are coming down the pipe in 2014. And he sent me a list. And I go, this is probably the biggest year in the history of the universe for kind of pop culture-y films.
You know what? I would have to say that as far as anything that's comic related or pop culture-y comic kind of related, this is huge. We've got
There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
But hold on. Not even because I already looked at this list with you guys.
Go ahead, cuz.
Over the past couple weeks as well, we're in the new year, right?
Yeah.
RoboCop and the new 300 film already happened, and those are like
That's true.
Huge highlight films, right?
Especially 300. Yeah. That was based on
these were coming. Yeah.
Okay. And so that was already released.
Those already came.
They already came.
Right.
So they're done.
These are coming.
Yeah. They're sitting in the back on the bench there because they already
having
came.
Having a cigarette.
Yeah.
Right.
So what about these next up ones, Walt? Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at them. I'm going to quickly, because we don't have time.
Well, okay, but hold
and
on.
The more I say quickly, the more time I'm eating up.
But okay, but hold on.
All right, hold on. I'm getting cut off.
Back up.
Beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep.
Okay, first of all, we have to give Captain America the Winter Soldier its due. You can't just skim over this.
Well, no.
This is a huge movie.
Hold on.
And you're a
what
huge
I was going to do.
I,
what I was going to do.
Regardless.
Irregardless. What I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly rhyme them off, and then we can kind of hit and miss, okay? So you got Captain America the Winter Soldier coming out April 4th.
Can't wait for
Amazing
it.
Spider-Man May 2nd.
Okay.
Godzilla May 16th.
Godzilla.
X-Men The Days of the Future Past, May 23rd.
Huge film as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Transformers, June 4th. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, July 11th. Guardians of the Galaxy, August 1st. The Ninja Turtles, August 8th. Sin City, Deemed to Kill For, August 22nd. August is a big month. And The Hobbit, There and Back Again on December 17th. So right there, I mean, that's speaking of blowing the whole wad. Come on.
I'm guessing that wad will get filled a little bit more. Between that August and December, there's a lot of films that are probably being produced, finalized now, that are still yet to find their final release date before The Hobbit, but after Sin City. So I'm guessing there will probably be a couple in the fall. Like, Thor was released in, what, in November or something, right?
Yeah. It was actually November 8th.
See,
now,
well,
okay.
See, my
so
impeccable
Owen.
Memory.
Yeah.
So, Owen, you know, you and the wife, you got to go, you're on a budget.
Yeah.
You're going to go to two of these.
Yes, okay, two.
Which ones are you going to?
Well, okay. If,
well, I already know which two.
I'll tell you right now.
Can I call them?
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, sure. You know what? Go ahead, Checky.
Hey, I tell you the Hun. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Captain America.
Absolutely.
Which is already, we already know.
That's a given. Yeah. And?
I think it would be X-Men, Days of Future Past.
No, you'd be wrong.
Really?
You'd be wrong.
Wow. Really? Is it the, okay, then. So, B. I got a B
okay.
guess.
Just a B.
Is it The Hobbit?
No.
Really?
No. Oh. I'll tell you. Here's the thing.
I'll tell you, I get no respect.
If I could only choose two, it would be Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and Guardians of the Galaxy, because they are all part of the Marvel Universe, the giant phase two property that is
So
going
you
on.
Need them both.
I need to have
you
these
need
heroes.
Them. You really? Got to have them.
If I chose a third one, it would absolutely be X-Men Days of Future Past. If I chose a fourth one, probably The Hobbit, and then Amazing Spider-Man after that, and then after that, it's whatever.
If I had to guess, oh, it would definitely be Captain America because it's already been touted by, who was it, Brubaker, who said this is the best Marvel film.
Brubaker said it. He's involved.
No, he's left.
But he was like a consultant. So.
Whatever. He said it's the best Marvel film to date.
Right.
Which, you know what, says one or two things, but the first Captain America movie was also great. So you know what?
Right.
I would watch this because Captain America is very involved in the Avengers and everything going on, like you said.
Yep.
But then I would have to pick X-Men Days of Future Past because the first class film was an
awesome.
One of the best
awesome
Marvel movies in my mind. And now you've got the new X-Men, like the Patrick Stewarts and the Hugh Jackmans, the huge Jackmans.
And they're
mixing in the film. You know what?
And let's not forget my screen crush, Jennifer Lawrence, was also in the original X-Men First Class, and so she's also in X-Men.
That's your screen crush, Chris?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
And she, I will see anything with her in it.
Oh.
I'm just telling you right now. You guys don't
see her.
Just like you'll also see her with anything on her.
Pretty much. All right.
All right. That was a stretch there, Shecky.
Yeah, good call there.
Good call. Listen.
What about you, Walt? So hold on. So what about you?
You know what? I gotta see the Planet of the Apes first.
Really?
I am such a stupid ass fanatic of that old Planet of the Apes, the whole franchise.
Okay, but whoa, beep, 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 beep.
Burp,
did you
beep,
see
burp.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
With Caesar there, the last one?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay.
Absolutely loved it.
I just want to make sure you saw that.
The only Planet of the Apes, Chris, I've seen all six or four or five of the originals. I've seen every single TV show. Multiple times. Because I was a kid at that time, remember?
Yeah. And when you were a kid, it was actually good.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Looking back on them, the only
Planet of the Apes I didn't see was the Marky Mark and the Holding Company's remake.
Oh, you know what?
Okay.
And I boycotted that, right? Because they tried to mimic the old Charlton Heston one. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
But I saw the last one, the Caesar one, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm really, really looking forward to this one. If I got to go with number two, I'll probably go with Amazing Spider-Man.
Really? So Captain America doesn't...
No, I love Captain America. I haven't seen the first one yet, so...
you haven't seen the first one?
I haven't, no.
Walt, I'm so disappointed in it.
I know.
It's, so,
it's such a good movie. I feel like I let you down. I apologize.
And so that's okay. It's not
you
the first
You got a bootleg
time.
Copy?
It won't be the last. No, I'll just lend you my real copy, because I went out and bought it.
Oh.
Like you know.
Making me feel even more guilty.
Yeah,
I love
right.
it.
You know what? Speaking of bootleg copies, you know what it is? I know a lot of people would like to download movies, but when it comes to the Marvel movies, I have to buy them.
Yo, on the download.
And I have to buy them all.
You know what? When you get a large production like those, like all the superhero, like the big franchise ones, you get so many bonus features.
You get the Easter
really
bunnies,
do.
Right?
Yeah,
you get those Easter bunnies
Easter
in
bunnies.
There.
Yeah, you get lots of Easter
you get all
bunnies.
The cool things. Yeah. But who's got time to watch 17 hours?
Chris does.
I don't actually, but for certain,
he makes time.
For Captain America, I make the time.
All right.
Okay. I can't wait for this film to come out. I'm very excited. You know, it's less than a month away now, right? So,
yeah.
So when you get like all the DVDs with the features, do you just send the wife off to like the
no,
parents?
No,
you know,
she
go,
loves
go
it.
To your parents
she,
for
no.
the weekend. I gotta.
She actually loves all that stuff. We finished watching the movie, and then we watched all the extras.
How did you
at
get
once.
So lucky, Chris?
I'm a very lucky man. Yeah. I'm very very lucky.
You don't
man.
Deserve it.
All right. Sorry. What?
Yeah. No. Listen. Oh, by the way, you are listening to us at 93.3
yes.
CFMU McMaster Radio. Hamilton's award-winning radio station. But, you know, what comes to me with these films, Chris, and you and I are here, and Shecky are here. We're here to promote the local comic book shop.
We are, yes.
Right? And, oh, my goodness, what a bonanza for local comic book shops in 2014. If local comic book shops can't figure out some way to market and merchandise Captain America, Spider-Man, X-Men, Transformers, Guardians, Ninja Turtles, Sin City, shame of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, so what do you guys, what's your store doing for Captain America?
I haven't come up with it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on it, I swear.
Okay, all right.
Day and night.
Yeah, okay.
I'm working on it. But, you know, this is what it's about. This is for local comic book stores,
hey.
which are the, what's the word I'm looking for? Is it incubator, Chris? I'm not sure
sure,
it is.
Sure, sure.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a good word
it's
for it.
The, this is where it all started from.
Groundswell.
Yeah. You know, there are 100 million trillion video game users of the Marvel video game. Okay, there are $1.7 billion in Marvel Avengers things.
Yeah.
None of that, zero of that would have happened. Well, the hard slogging and work
Absolutely. Over
the last 30 years, 40 years of the local comic book shop.
All right. I completely agree with you.
Hey, hold
completely.
On. I'm not finished with Tyree
okay,
just yet.
Get off your soapbox here
All
for
right,
a second.
All right. I'm done.
I want to know, when is Free Comic Book Day? Because is it – there's? I see there's Amazing Spider-Man, Godzilla, and X-Men all appear in May. So I know that traditionally Free Comic Book Day happens in May. So,
oh, Chris, I'm disappointed.
Normally,
I'm disappointed.
I actually know the answer. I'm just trying to.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Trying to
I'm
do
always
a, first
Chris.
To do a bit here, right?
First Saturday in May, okay. Always Free Comic Book Day. I think it's the fourth. No, it's the fifth or the third.
Okay,
might be the third.
I think.
Third.
Let's just go back for a second. I think it's the fourth, although it could be the fifth or the third.
Listen,
and you're disappointed in me,
listen,
and you own a store
because
we expect this from
because it's the first Saturday in May. It could either be the first, second, third, fourth.
Okay,
sixth,
you know what?
Or seven.
I'm going to help you out here.
It's the third.
I'm going to help you out. It's the third.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man comes out on May 2nd, and
right.
It's a Friday.
How do you know that?
Films always come out on Fridays.
Sometimes on Thursdays.
They come out on Wednesdays. A lot of times
you know
they come
what?
Out on Wednesdays.
You know
the
what?
Big...
No, first of all, no one's talking to you. Second of all, most of the time they do come out on Fridays. So
most
you can just
time.
Shut your pie hole.
I
there.
Before E, Marty, except after C.
All right. Anyways, it's coming out on the third.
Right. It's coming out on the 3rd, so Spider-Man will be that Free Comic Book Day movie. Now, I know all local comic book shop owners know how to do this, but let's say you're a fan listening and your local comic book shop guy isn't getting up off his ass or her butt.
Which one is?
Which one, yeah.
Hey, have them go down. Have them walk over to the local Cineplex and say, hey, can we stand and sit in the lobby for the Spider-Man movie and hand out cool literatures about Free Comic Book Day the next day and maybe give away some T-shirts or some graphic novels to the fans that are going in to see the Spider-Man movie that weekend to drum up, you know, attention to Free Comic Book Day, because Free Comic Book Day is the best day ever, right?
Absolutely.
Christmas in May.
Listen, not to get off your soapbox here, but we are running out of time.
Already?
I completely agree. It is a fantastic day, but sadly, that is all the time that we have for today.
All right. I lost my back page here. here it is. Because I don't know how to say it. Comic Culture is produced by Shecky Feldstein, a.k.a. Marty Berthelmer. And for comments and suggestions, please visit comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link. Scroll down to the bottom and enter your comments in the comments field. And also listen to us at getthepointradio.com.
And please go out and support your local comic book retailer and have yourself a great day.
And hey, go out and support your local comic book retailer.
And have yourself a great day.